From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let's bow together in a word of prayer. Our gracious God and our loving Father in heaven, we thank Thee again today for all Thy goodness to us. We thank Thee, Lord, for every blessing that Thou hast bestowed upon us in heavenly places in Christ. We thank Thee too for the words of this lovely hymn that we have been singing together. And we thank Thee for the one who is our great High Priest, whose name is Love. And our Father, we pray that Thou wouldst bless our service, that Thy gracious hand would be upon us. We remember especially Thy servant, the Reverend Greer, as he would come to minister Thy precious word. Bless Thy word to every heart, and may we know Thy presence in a very special and in a real way, for we ask all these things in our Saviour's name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, Luke's Gospel in chapter 19, and we're reading from verse 1 through to verse 10. The Word of God says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen, and may God stamp with his own divine approval the reading of his inspired and his infallible word. Amen. We join together and sing the hymn, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less Than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
Well, I am delighted to be here today to bring the Word of God, I'm returning on this occasion to Luke chapter 19, and the verse on which I want to focus your minds is verse number 6. And the verse says, "And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully." Now, the person of whom this text speaks is Zacchaeus, a man whom we meet with only once in the Gospels, and that is in the Gospel of Luke, as we have already seen in this verse and in this passage. In the Gospel of Luke, there are a number of people who we never meet in any of the other Gospels. There is Lazarus, the beggar. There is the publican in the temple. There is the thief converted at Calvary. There is the Samaritan leper. And then there is this man, Zacchaeus. When we look at what Luke has to say about Zacchaeus in this passage, it is very, very clear that his purpose is to focus on this man's quest for the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we come to the verse that is my text today, we find that Luke is bringing to a climax the matter of Zacchaeus' quest for Christ. He tells us that this man made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And therefore, in these words, Luke records for us the moment of Zacchaeus' conversion, the moment of his salvation. We know that to be the case because of what actually follows on afterwards. In verse number 8, we read of his repentance over his sinful past. We find there in verse 8 that some murmured at the Lord's association with this man, and yet the Lord goes on to say in verse number 9 that Zacchaeus had met him that day and salvation had come to his house. And so the quest in Zacchaeus' heart has come to this tremendous climax as he makes haste and he comes down and he receives the Lord Jesus Christ joyfully. As we look at this verse today, I want to draw to your attention that subject, the moment of a sinner's conversion. There is a moment when sinners are brought to know the Lord. There is a moment in time when they are born of God, when they are saved by grace, when they come into this relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that results in the saving of the soul and in deliverance from sin. And that's exactly what we are seeing in this tremendous statement. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. I want to sum up what we have in this verse under a number of headings. Number one, we have an action in view in these words. It says, he made haste and came down. Now, this, of course, is a physical action. He literally made haste and came down out of the sycamore tree. But in those words, there's a reference to a spiritual element as well. The physical action was the revelation of something that was happening in terms of activity within this man's soul, within his spiritual experience. As we think about these words, we can see in this action the element of distress. Notice what it says, he made haste. And those two words, made haste, make it very, very clear that there was a rapid descent out of that tree because he was a man, Zacchaeus was a man, who was spiritually distressed and spiritually anxious. Here is a man who had seen the value of his soul. This man, Zacchaeus, was a wealthy man. We read of his position. He was chief among the tax collectors. We are told as well that he was a rich man, and therefore he was a man of the world, a man who lived only for himself and for the things of this world. But you see, that position and those possessions gave to Zacchaeus in the past, before this glorious day, a sense of security that was false. And now his heart is filled with distress because he has come, as I have said, to see that there's something infinitely more valuable in his life than what he owned or the position that he occupied. He has a soul that needs to be saved. And so there is this thought of distress underlined by the action that is described. He made haste. And then there's also the thought here of his desire. We are told that he made haste and he came down and he received the Lord joyfully because there has been born in his soul a desire to meet the Lord, a desire to find the Lord. In fact, earlier on in verse number 3, We are told he sought to see Jesus. And those are interesting words. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. And so there is another reference to the desire that is also seen in our text from some time previous to this. This man had a desire in his soul to know the Lord Jesus Christ. The name Jesus, of course, is the name that means Savior. And there's the very heart of his desire. He knows he has a soul to be saved. He knows he must have a Savior. And therefore, he wants to meet the Lord. He has heard about Jesus Christ, obviously. We do not know how. We have no background details to what happens in this passage as far as the case is concerned. But he has heard of the Lord, and he wants to meet the Lord. And therefore, his action is also one not only of distress, but one of desire. It's also one of determination. Because as we read the story and read the whole passage, we find that there were obstacles in this man's way to finding the Lord, but he was determined to get past every one of them. There was the crowd, the people milling around, and he could not see the Lord for the sake of or because of the people. And there was also his own smallness of stature, and therefore he sets aside those obstacles and he climbs up into that tree because he is a man who is determined to see and to find the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we notice, therefore, is from that element of his determination, it is this, that nothing was going to stop Zacchaeus from getting to Christ. And we also notice here the element of opportunity, because this man realizes that he has but one opportunity to find the Lord and to meet the Lord that day, because we're told in verse 1 that the Lord has entered and he's passing through Jericho. This is the only time that the Lord ever visited Jericho as far as the gospel records are concerned. And so Zacchaeus knows that time is passing by. He knows that soon his opportunity will be over. And therefore, he comes and he makes haste and he descends from that tree to where the Lord is standing, because he is determined to find the Lord and meet the Lord and come to know the Savior for himself as his Redeemer and his Deliverer. And so there is the action here, and I draw your attention to this, men and women, today, that you might see your need to make haste, because time is passing by. And soon the opportunity will be gone to meet the Lord and to be saved from your sins. And therefore today, may that action be yours, where you will set aside everything else, all that the world offers you, and you will come with determination and haste to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing these words remind us of is the acceptance, because it does say, does it not, that he came down and received him joyfully. And the word received is a word that signifies the concept of acceptance, giving a deliberate and a ready acceptance to what is offered. That's the sense of this word received. And so Zacchaeus has arrived at that momentous decision where deliberately and personally and consciously he receives the Lord Jesus Christ. When you think about what is in view in this acceptance of Christ, a personal acceptance of Christ, it is really pressed upon Zacchaeus' soul that the Lord knows all about him. He has hidden up that tree. And yet the Lord comes and he stops there. Zacchaeus believes nobody knows where he is. And yet the Lord knows, and furthermore, he calls him by name. And he urges him to come down from that tree, and therefore Zacchaeus realizes that the Lord knows all about him and understands who he is. We can see and we can understand, therefore, why he is so ready to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior. Let me say to you today that the Lord knows all about you. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows your past. He knows your name. He knows all about your sin. He knows your fallen state. And that's a very solemn, serious matter to consider. And it urges upon you this issue of coming to Christ to accept him and to embrace him as your Savior and your Redeemer. And so there was here in this acceptance, this matter that really brought home to Zacchaeus his need to act right away and come and receive the Lord. It was the fact that the Lord knew all about him. But furthermore, the Lord had made known to Zacchaeus that he was willing to save him. And when you look at verse number 5, we have those words, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." And this was a word to Zacchaeus, a word that gave him hope. A man who's distressed, a man who has obstacles to overcome, a man who feels his need, a man who is brought to the point where he must seek the Lord. And now the Lord shows him his willingness to save him from his sins. And on hearing that word, Zacchaeus gave the Lord Jesus Christ this ready reception, this willing acceptance. And it must be understood that there is a Savior who is willing to receive sinful men and sinful women. You seek the Lord with all your heart. You come to the consciousness of your sin and your guilt and your condemnation, and you will find that there's one who's willing to save you. And so there isn't only therefore the action, there is the acceptance. But then there's also here the attitude that we notice in this text. And it's really found in the last word or two where it says, "He received him joyfully." He received him joyfully. And what a word that word joyfully is. When we look at the original language of this verse, we find that it reads this way, "And he received him rejoicing." Now let us understand carefully as we look at these words that when it speaks of Zacchaeus receiving the Lord that day, accepting the Lord and doing so joyfully, it is far, far more than a physical matter. He comes before the Lord, he humbles himself, he leaves all that he has known, all that he has been, and he comes to receive the Lord joyfully and gladly because he understands who the Lord Jesus Christ actually is. He understands now more and more of what the Savior has come into the world to do. And therefore there's this attitude of joy and gladness within his heart. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is to be received joyfully and gladly because of what he has done on behalf of guilty sinners. And the Word of God makes it absolutely clear that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has satisfied divine justice on behalf of men. Here's a man who is a sinner. Here's a man who that day finds Jesus Christ and rests in Jesus Christ, and therefore trusts in the one who has dealt with sin and who is able to save to the uttermost because of his work of redemption, the great sacrifice that he offers, the blood that he shed, the satisfaction of divine wrath that he has given unto Almighty God. And so there is this glad, this willing acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ with this attitude of joy. My dear friend, understand today that Christ has made atonement for sin. We were singing in that hymn earlier on about the great high priest, the one who is at God's right hand. That hymn records that the Lord Jesus Christ has made satisfaction for sin, that he has made atonement, that he has offered himself at the cross, that God is infinitely satisfied with the work of the cross, that the precious blood does put away sin. It satisfies the justice of God. And all of these are reasons why you need to come to Christ with this attitude of joy. It may well be that your heart is filled with the awareness of your guilt and you're cast down, and you wonder even, is there any hope for you? And you're lost in your sin, and you feel that lostness, and you feel that Christlessness within yourself. And you have this thought within you, is there any hope for me? And yet there is. And therefore come to the one who has satisfied divine justice, and come to the one who has made peace on behalf of sinners, and then you will experience peace in your own conscience. The moment of conversion, a moment where there's this action of this man making haste and coming down, where there's this acceptance of a willing Savior, And when there's now this attitude of joyfulness because he realizes that the need of his soul is met in Christ and that what he desperately must experience has been provided by the Savior's work and by the shedding of his blood at the cross and by that great sacrifice that he offered once and for all. And therefore, come to Christ today and you will find that you are able to have the same attitude, and you will have the same attitude of joyfulness and gladness and rejoicing. May I say to you today that you will never have peace in your soul until you recognize by faith alone that Jesus Christ has shed his blood, that God is eternally satisfied, that the work of the cross is a finished work, that there's one atonement that does bring home to the soul the peace and the pardon that men desperately need. And as you rest in the Christ of God and realize that he has met all the demands of divine justice and that he can save your soul, then this joy will flood your soul. This man, Zacchaeus, we are told in the subsequent verses, opened up his home to the Lord. And Christ said, today I must abide at thy house. And that's a significant thing, because physically the Lord passed on that day and left Jericho, but he did say, I'm going to stay in Zacchaeus' house. And that simply means that he stayed there by his Spirit, and he dwelt in that home and in that man's heart from that day onwards, because that was the moment of Zacchaeus' conversion. And sinner, I pray that this moment in which we meet around the Word of God might be your moment of conversion, of salvation, of deliverance from your sin, of peace with God, of knowing that all is well with you. And if you seek Jesus Christ as you must, then you will find that you can also have that joyfulness, that gladness within your soul, and this day go on your way rejoicing. May God write his word in our hearts and bless it to every soul. And may you be found today at the Savior's feet, trusting him as your Redeemer. Let us pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word we ask of thee and use it for thy glory. May it be fruitful in its outcome. And may there be many this day who will have that moment of conversion and be drawn to the Savior. We pray in his name and for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv.